Jerry Bader Show 1036. Back to the phones in just a second here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Discussing what I would call the fall of Iraq, because that's really what it looks like is going to happen. Dan Henninger calling out the president on this while Obama fiddles. One might ask, didn't U.S. intel know something like Mosul could happen? They did. The February 2014 threat assessment by the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence virtually predicted it. ISIS probably will attempt to take territory in Iraq and Syria, as demonstrated recently in Ramadi and Fallujah. AQI, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the report says, is exploiting the weak security environment since the departure of U.S. forces at the end of 2011. But to have suggested any mitigating steps to this White House would have been pointless. It won't listen. In March, General James Mattis, then head of the U.S. Central Command, told Congress he recommended the U.S. keep 13,600 support troops in Afghanistan. He was known not to want an announced final withdrawal date. On May 27th, President Obama said it would be 9,800 troops just for 1 year, which guarantees that the taking of Mosul will be replayed in Afghanistan. Let us repeat the most quoted passage in former Defense Secretary Robert Gates' memoir, Duty. It describes the March 2011 meeting with Mr. Obama about Afghanistan in the Situation Room. As I sat there, I thought, the president doesn't trust his commander, can't stand Karzai, doesn't believe in his own strategy, and doesn't consider the war to be his, Mr. Gates wrote. For him, it's all about getting out. The big Obama bet is that Americans' opinion-polled fatigue with the world, if not his leadership, frees him to create a progressive domestic legacy. This Friday, Mr. Obama is giving a speech to the Sioux Indians in Cannonball, North Dakota, about jobs and education. Meanwhile, Iraq may be transforming into A, a second Syria, or B, a restored caliphate. Past some point, the world's wildfires are going to consume the Obama legacy and leave his successor a nightmare. But the part that I don't think is getting enough attention is just what a disgrace this is. And by the way, not to those who just lost their lives, but of course to those who lost their lives, stabilizing Iraq, toppling Hussein, whether you agreed with it or not. But those who fought, those who sacrificed portions of their lives and risked their lives, those who are back with us today, it is now for nothing. And if you were a liberal who opposed the war, how can you let that stand? You thought it was bad enough they went and fought, but now that it was absolutely meaningless, how do you feel now? And how can you possibly blame George Bush for that? Mike in Dykesville. Mike, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I grew up in a family where my parents talked about voting for the man and not the party, so I tend not to vote along party lines. I try and look at all sides on issues. There's a guy in history named Herbert Spencer, and the following quote is attributed to him, and that is, there's a principle which is a bar against all information, which is proof against all arguments, and which cannot fail to keep a man in everlasting ignorance. And that principle is contempt prior to investigation. And I think in the world today, in the United States anyway, there's so much contempt prior to investigation that people are sitting in ignorance. I try to be, instead of looking for a fair and balanced station, I try to be a fair and balanced listener. Now, I listen to Fox News and the conservative side, and I tune into the other stations and listen to the other commentators, too. And I just challenge everybody out there to do that. You know, there's so much contempt prior to investigation against conservative talk show hosts and conservative publications and websites that they're, and I listen to what's being ignored and not and failed to be reported on the liberal and left-wing news sources, that it's no wonder that people continue to be ignorant and have anger toward the conservative side. And well, that's all I wanted to say.
Mike, thanks for the call. Here's what I tend to say about that. Do you, and this is a classic case, do you know what really angers liberals about conservative talk radio? You liberals that are listening right now, and some of you outed yourselves recently when I asked you to call. What is it that really gets you angry about conservative talk radio? What is it? I want you to think about this. As you're listening now, and I'm accusing President Obama of pissing on the memories of those who lost their lives in Iraq, what is angering you? That it's really George Bush's fault and I'm blaming it on Obama? No, Jason has this exactly right, that you know I'm right. That whether you supported or opposed, and if you're a liberal, you almost certainly opposed, entering Iraq in 2003, even if you did, even if you thought that was the wrong war, well, you thought Afghanistan was the right war, right? That was the rightest of all wars. That's what President Obama ran on. And yet, he's not going to keep enough troops there to keep Afghanistan stable, and the same damn thing is going to happen. Even if you thought it was the wrong war, fought for the wrong reasons, once it yielded a positive result, isn't there a moral responsibility to make sure that that result stands? And that those who yielded that result, either with limb or life, that it shouldn't be in vain? Doesn't the president have that moral responsibility? That is what angers the left. They know we're right about this. They don't have a response to it, which is why they flail and come up with childish cut-and-paste pictures that they email to me, because they have nothing else. And this is an emotional one. This is, even they have to admit it. Much like the liberals that called here admitted they cannot believe that he exchanged an accused deserter or exchanged five Taliban for an accused deserter. Deep down, if you're a liberal and you're listening, you know I'm right on this. That's why you're angry at me right now. That's why you're just fuming. That's why you're just, how dare he? Because you know I'm right. And it's not 2007. It's not 2008. It's 2014. This is now President Barack Obama's Iraq. It is not anybody else's Iraq. And you know that. So if your blood is boiling over what I'm saying right now, that's why. It's 10:44.
The Jerry Bader Show.